Hey,
it's
the Megan
and the Dustin Show, and we're up here in, you know, New Orleans, Louisiana. New Orleans. Whoa. Yeah, you know, it's almost, we had some gumbo today. That's pretty good.
The gumbo is
actually, guess who we had it with?
Yeah, why don't you guys guess?
You know, no, it wasn't Patrick Swayze.
No,
it wasn't Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It
was Lil Wayne.
It was Lil Wayne.
He is the best rapper alive.
The best.
The best. And he also, we also talked to him about his record label, YMCMB.
Young Money Cash Money Billionaires.
And we talked to him about a few things besides that. I mean, you know, like why he thinks he's so popular, and you know why he also went to YMCMB, and what he thinks he can blow up next. You know.
So Dustin, what is Lil Wayne so popular?
Well, because he represents American dream. I mean, you know, he came from poverty in one of the rougher cities. America, or just, you know, Hollygrove, New Orleans.
I think another reason people like him, or he's so popular, is because people adore him, because he doesn't care what people think of him.
That's one of the reasons. That's a big reason why. I mean, I see why people would like that, but, you know, a lot of kids, they look at him because they may live in the ghetto, and they could, you know, have to sell drugs, you know, live like he did. He had to do that type of money. They could see, oh, well, he did it, so can I. And that'll give them motivation. So whenever they listen to one of his records, it could help them out. Yeah. We also talked to him about YMCMB.
Why did he want it?
Well, because, you know, he had pretty much taken over whole music industry, especially in just, you know, mainly his genre, the hip-hop genre. And, well, you know, he decided that he should just be able to control his whole genre, you know. And one of the things he said was that he really did it just, you know, to try to help the music industry, because he felt that he could hire better artists that would turn the music industry better. But, you know,
did it because he knew he'd get more songs by putting more artists, which would gain him more money. And who doesn't love money?
Everybody loves
Everybody
money.
Loves.
I really don't think he really needs to worry about money, though. I mean,
he doesn't.
He makes on average $40 million a year. So.
Big number.
He actually was enrolled in the University of Houston, but you know he dropped out because he had a conflicting schedule. But you know, it's gonna, whenever he turns 35, earlier. Sad, sad day. Music industry, but I think he'll still be around as a producer. He said he hasn't made up his mind yet. We'll have to wait and see, you know, but we still got 60 years of great music.
Okay, so who will be the next YMCMB artist to blow up?
Well, it could be anybody. I mean, Megan's personal favorite is Tyga.
Tyga, yes.
I think he only has one good song, though. That's Rack City.
That was a good song. He can come out plenty.
Well, I do agree it was a good song, but you
it's
never
the best
know.
Song out there.
Best song out there. Even better than Drake.
Nah.
But another one. You know you love Tyga. We've already seen what he can do. I don't know about
Who
that.
Needs
a little twist. He sounds kind of scratchy, and I just like the sound. But it's really, you know, it's your own opinion. Right, America loves Lil Wayne. They're all the YMCMB artists are good. Otherwise, Lil Wayne obviously wouldn't have wasted his money on him. But Gooda Gooda. I swear, Gooda Gooda. No Stevie Wonder. You have to respect Gooda Gooda. He's only been on 2 songs. Well, with that, we're on the YMCMB album, which is Tassa Dutch and Bedrock, but I think he's starting his own album, and I'm going to buy it whenever it comes out, and I'm going to, like, be listening to it, like, blaring it. My sister's going to be all like, turn that down! I'll be all like, no, and then they'll be all like, yeah, and then we'll have an argument, but all thanks to Gooda Gooda. It's Lil Wayne's fault.
Yeah, it's Lil Wayne.
But, and then Tory and the 14-year-old, what do you think of him?
I think he's really young.